Bill, could you go through the thought process of kicking the field goal instead of going for it on fourth and one? Can you just go through the decision process and what the options were in your own mind?
Well, the options were run the ball or throw it, and or kick the field goal, and obviously the field goal was the wrong thing to do. But that was one of those choices.
Did you agonize over that choice? I'm sorry.
What do you mean by agonize over?
Was it a difficult choice, or was it a good
choice? Well, it's a hard choice, but yeah, that's all I can tell you.
Coach, can you talk about in the second half, after running the ball so well in the first half, so many of those plays were passes, and it seemed like possessing the ball was the thing to do?
Yeah, I don't know if possession, you know, we tried to possess the ball last week and lost a 2-touchdown lead doing it. Yeah, you just have to do what you think people are going to give you and how the defense is playing. They just played very well. They played better defensively than we did offensively in the second half. And, you know, we've got a few plays, but not very many.
Is it accurate to say a lot of those pass plays were checks either by Joe or off the sideline based on what the defense was showing at the time?
I couldn't tell you what percentage of them were. Some were. How many, I don't know.
Coach, now it's really tough last 6 minutes for the defense with big plays. Specifically with Boykin on that 69-yard touchdown run, what kind of dagger did you feel like that could have potentially been for this defense at that point?
Well, I don't know about daggers. I know it hurt us. Play that changed the game. As many did. That's not the only one.
Sorry. Coach, can you talk about Elijah Lee, two interceptions there, how that switched momentum there?
Well, I mean, it truly doesn't particularly get the one down, you know, in the end of the field that he did. Elijah, you know, played well. He reacted well. I think that was a key element. You know, one of them was a poor throw, and, you know, he just did a nice job. Now, I don't know what else I could say. I'm proud of him. I know that.
Coach, what do you say in the locker room after a game like this where you fought so hard against the number two team in the country and just come up short at the very end?
Well, I did say that I was proud of our youngsters because they didn't give in. We didn't play well enough to win. I liked the way they came back from last week's ball game and the passion that I and spirit, which I hadn't seen this year, that I thought they played with, and a determination, you know, shared with them that this one becomes even, you know, more difficult to, you know, to overcome, so to speak, and it would be a tremendous test of our character to, you know, prove really who we are. You know, it wasn't about being the number two team in the nation. It was, and it never is. It's just about us. You know, and how we prepare and how we play, and I, as I said, I thought they went into the game with a passion that I haven't seen out of this group yet, and I felt positive about that, and they performed reasonably well in the first half, and I told them they, you know, we, as I said, Oklahoma, and I told them that Oklahoma, you know, suffered a dramatic disappointment today, and they will be. They'll be inspired next week against us, and we have to be exactly the same way to overcome that. And that I hope that what I saw on Monday is representative of what I saw prior to the ball game tonight.
When you're facing such a prolific offense, when you go in the half up 18, is it kind of one of those things where it feels like, you know, no lead's too large in a game like this?
Well, I alluded to the, you know, the fact that we lost a 2-touchdown lead last week. Maybe I shouldn't have done that, but no, no matter who it is, you know, everybody's capable. We have a lot of very fine football teams in this conference. I don't think there's a number that you can define that says you're clearly in, you know, with 30 minutes to go, that you clearly have a victory here. I don't think that number exists.
Coach, two straight weeks, you guys have really struggled in the third quarter. Are there any similarities you can draw between the two or something you can put your finger on?
You know, I think we had, last week we had the first three possessions were three and out. I don't think we were that bad. But, you know, we still couldn't get the ball down the field in the end zone. And, You know, and in many cases left when we left the defense with not the best field position. Similarities are we didn't play well enough.
Coach Charles Jones showed something that specifically with that 28-yard touchdown run. How impressed were you with his effort on that run and the momentum that maybe you guys were able to take in capturing the lead after that? They got out the gate
early. Well, it was significant, and I told, you know, to, obviously the score was very, very significant in the ball game, or could have been. But, you know, my comments to Charlie when he came off was that is the hardest that I've seen him run since he's been here. And that was, I think, a true statement. So I was, I was pleased about that part of it.
Watching Boykin tonight, can you express maybe how talented of a player he is specifically? I mean, the way he was able to bring that team back in the big yardage play as he did.
Well, as I've said all week in front of all of you people, that, you know, he's as talented an athlete as you'll find. He proved it tonight, but he proved it, he proves it every time he plays. Last year, I mean, he had 120 some odd yards against us tonight. He had 120 some, I think, last year, something close to that. You know, collectively, he had over 300 yards or close to 400 last year, and I don't know what he had totally, probably pretty close to that three. Yeah, he had 425 yards, so, you know, that speaks for itself, I think.
Coach, I know all losses are frustrating, but this one kind of feel especially so, since it was, you know, your limited penalties, 3 for 35 yards, and then you almost outpossessed them 2-1. Does it feel maybe a little bit more frustrating when it seems like you did so many things that you guys kind of harp on so well?
Well, it's frustrating when you make the mistakes that cause you to lose. That's frustrating. You know, if we'd have played and coached error-free football and it come up the way it did, then, you know, I could walk away from it and feel a heck of a lot better than I do right now.
I know the game just ended and we haven't been able to analyze everything about it, but when you look at the completions percentage that Joe had, what do you think he may be able to be better to complete one of those things?
Well, a number of things. You know, I make better decisions about where he throws the football, be more accurate where he throws the football, get guys that don't put it on the ground. There's and we need to do some things that get receivers, open better than what we did in the second half of the ball game.
Bill, with the position you were put in, you know, having new faces in the secondary, your take on, you know, how a kid like Duke Shelley played tonight?
I think Duke played well. You know, it was quite a matchup, but, you know, and he's gone, and then Danzel's gone. So, you know, he's gone. He was a replacement, and then we have to put Mac in, in replacement for Danzel. So that put us in a bind, I think. But I thought, to answer your question, I thought Duke played well. You know, gave up some plays, but, you know, by and large, for a freshman, he did a nice job.
Do you anticipate Morgan being back next week?
I would hope so.
Okay,
time for one more.
Coach, even with Joe's low completion percentage, he did kind of show a lot of guts out there with his 4 rushing touchdowns. Just what are your thoughts on his overall performance?
Well, you know, he's got a ways to go, but, you know, I love the way Joe competes, and, you know, I don't have any, you know, different perspective than I have all along. I think he's a bright young guy, has a good understanding about our offense. You know, made some decisions today that probably are a little unlike him, but by and large, we have great confidence in him, and I think he'll come back and play better. We have to help him. You know, that's part of it. No matter who's back there, you know, we've got to do our role in being able to help him better.